In the past year, residents of both the city and county of Los Angeles voted to tax themselves to pay for more housing for the homeless and for the services needed to keep them in those homes. And local elected officials say those extra dollars couldn't come at a better time. Homelessness is up 23% in L.A. compared to last year. So what's being built right now and what's coming down the line? Francis Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture and joins me now for this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Francis.
Hello, Eric.
Let's start with the actual physical buildings. That's what Measure HHH is said to fund. City voters passed it last year. How's that process going?
Good question, Eric. It's very easy to say yes to something and then sort of forget about it. And actually, you know, people at the city are working very hard on implementing this program. That's what we're going to talk about. Let's just recollect that when voters passed Measure HHH, which was for a $1.2 billion bond measure to build thousands of units of housing for chronically homeless folks, that had to be coupled with Measure H, which would support wraparound supportive services. That was always the idea, build the two together.
Mm-hmm.
So we spoke with Elisa Orduña. She is the mayor's homelessness policy director at the city. And she says the good news is that there's around 600 housing units for those homeless needing those supportive services that are about to start. And of those, about 400 will have these permanent supportive services. She says that in order to qualify for the funds, these projects had to be shovel ready. And let's hear her explain what she means by that.
For HHH-funded projects, these are projects that have already received their entitlements. So they have council support, they have community support, and they're just looking to close that funding gap to make them a possibility.
So you were talking about 600 units of housing for the homeless. That's pretty much a drop in the bucket when we're talking about nearly 60,000 people who are homeless throughout LA County.
Sure. We're all seeing thousands of people out there on the streets, and it's a shockingly high number. What Elisa Orduña points out is that while there's these 600 units in the pipeline, there's also a goal of building up to another 10,000. However, the city says that in addition to this, they've also got strategies for what they call rapid rehousing that can take the form of rental help and workforce help for folks who don't necessarily need those permanent supportive services. Now, that brings us to another issue,
which is
the lack of affordable housing supply across the board.
Well, clearly very complicated and very complex. But where are these housing structures being built or going to be built? And are they running into any hurdles?
Of the structures that are getting this HHH money, there's three that are about to begin construction. One is in Skid Row, another's in Koreatown, and another is in South LA. It's hoped that they'll be ready in 2 or 3 years. There's six other projects in some other neighborhoods in town that are also in the pipeline. We should say that there are other projects that do not necessarily come under the umbrella of the HHH-supported funding supply, and they don't always get welcomed by the neighborhoods. This is why Elisa made such a point about having these projects be embraced, endorsed by communities. For example, we've been reading about a development for mentally ill homeless in Boyle Heights, and that has met with pushback from the community. That is an ongoing struggle. In the abstract, folks want to help the homeless. When it gets specific and there's a development coming to your neighborhood, it becomes a little more challenging.
Well, clearly we will stay tuned for years to come. Francis Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Francis.
You're so welcome, Eric.